Welcome back to Cozy Room Podcast. My name is Shan. I am the mama of the girls. And today's episode 23 topic is about teens and acne, all right? Their bodies are changing, okay? Here we are, right? And all the oil and dirt is sitting on top of their skin and trying to embed itself into their skin. And there are many natural approaches to taking care of teen acne, whether it's certain soaps, their diet, how to treat it, natural remedies, how to kill the bacteria, all of that to help them maintain nice skin, healthy skin, and just feel their best and confident in pictures. That's what I'm going to talk about today. Some of us as adults have never had an acne issue. Kudos to you. I have. I had a horrible acne issue starting at 13. Some start earlier, depending on your child's diet and how active they are in sports and just sweating and just, you know, body changes, right? Some people don't. Some people have acne later in their 20s, in their 30s. Some people deal with acne in their 40s. Either way, I'm going to discuss different ways you can help treat acne and how you can prevent acne. This is Cozy Room Podcast. This season, we're discussing things that teens may go through, and this is definitely one of them that I wanted to address before this season is over. Thank you so much for clicking this. Please share it. Share it with a teen. Share it with another parent. I'm trying to help you guys out. Welcome to Cozy Room Podcast. Okay, so let's first talk about acne. Right? I wish as a teenager somebody told me to lessen my sugar, lessen my salt, clean my face at least 3 times a day, and moisturize it at night, and use baby wipes. Okay? But everybody didn't know how to tell me how to take care of my acne. I remember my mom buying Proactive. You know, that came out when I was a teenager and trying to use that to help take care of my face. But the main thing people should have told me was to drink more spring water. No soda, no sugary juices. And I think that would have helped me out a lot. But nobody told me that. But that's what I should have did. But there are some ways you can treat acne. You can use tea tree oil, which is an anti-inflammatory and antimicrobial properties that are in it that helps your skin if it's irritated. It helps to reduce breakouts. You don't want to use a lot of tea tree oil, and you do not want to get it in your eye because it will burn. It's kind of like peppermint oil, but it's great for the skin. Use like a cotton swab to go ahead and put it on your skin. Also, natural apple cider vinegar you could buy in your grocery store. It has organic acids in it that help kill acne bacteria and may help with scarring, right? If you can buy some aloe vera or you can grow aloe vera plant, you could cut a piece off and you can rub it on your face. It has great properties in there that can help with your face and brightening your skin. Also, drinking green tea. Drinking green tea in the morning, drinking green tea at night can help reduce a lot of pimples on the skin and help your skin rejuvenate itself. I drink a lot of green tea. I told Anya she should try drinking some green tea because her skin is getting acne a lot on her foreheads and the side of her face. Also, honey treatment is good if you're going to put honey on your face as like a face mask and rinse it off. It helps soothe your skin. Using a little bit of cinnamon in like any facial scrub that you might do with the honey is actually great as a face mask. You can try that at home. There's also an option to buy witch hazel, which comes in like a bottle as a liquid, or you can get the witch hazel pads and just clean your face with that. Alcohol, you can use it, but like not a lot. So you can get like a cotton swab at home, dap it in alcohol and rub your face just so you can dry out your bumps on your face, and then make sure you moisturize after, because too much alcohol will dry out your skin. There's lots of things that you can use naturally where you don't always have to go to a dermatologist, because dermatologists are very expensive. I tried to make a dermatologist appointment in spring just to check on like this spot that I have on my arm to make sure it's not cancerous, and they wanted a $300 copay. Some of them wanted $375 copay before my insurance kicked in. And so it's not cheap to take care of your skin professionally. So I think as parents and as teenagers, we should always look for a natural remedy first of taking care of our skin. And if it's just something that's just not working naturally to take care of, yes, go see a doctor. Go ahead and invest in yourself to see a doctor. You can also use brewer's yeast, which is considered a probiotic, and it helps with your immune system and cleaning your immune system. You basically take the yeast, add a little bit of water, make it pasty, put it on your face, let it sit there, and you rinse it off, and it helps dry out any oils and dirt that's on your skin, and you can wash it off. That did help me when I was a teenager as far as my skin with pimples. Now, let's go deeper. Let's go deeper into preventing pimples and acne on the skin. What is your teenager's diet like? Because when you're a teenager, you have everything being thrown at you. Energy drinks, chips, cookies, greasy foods, french fries, pizza. All of these oils have to go somewhere in your body. All of these salts and sugars have to go somewhere in your body. And if your digestion is not its best, it's sitting in your body. And it's going to come through your skin. Okay? So if you drink a lot of dairy, milk, eat a lot of cheese, you can develop cystic acne, right? And it's those big pussy like bumps that might be on your skin, and it's not really great for your skin. So you might want to look into your diet, okay? If you're eating a lot of processed food like refined carbs, added sugars, unhealthy fats, that's going to inflame your skin and make bumps on your skin. Fried foods, okay? Fried chicken, fries, chips, all of that, again, inflaming your skin. Sugary chocolates, okay? Not dark, bitter chocolates that are doctor recommended, that I don't like. I like the sugary chocolates. But you gotta like limit your sugars. I've noticed when I eat less sugar, my skin is the best. Also, long-term sugar is not good for your body, because it develops in your brain and will help you produce Alzheimer's. So just keep that in mind. Too much sugar in the body is not that great. But it can help develop more breakouts. Any stress can break your skin out. So make sure that you're healthy. Make sure that you're getting sleep. Make sure that you have healthy relationships with people. Having good hygiene will lessen your breakouts, okay? Cleaning your face, making sure your hands are clean when you're touching your face. Taking zinc helps with your skin. It helps take down your anytime your skin is inflamed. Using rosemary spray on your skin or rosemary oil at night is great to have. Avoid mineral oils. Now, when I say mineral oils, I'm meaning thick oils like Vaseline. You do not want to put Vaseline on your skin if your skin is already super oily. You do not want to put almond oil on your skin if you're dealing with acne, okay? Stay away from waxes. Anything that might clog your skin and not open your pores, stay away from. Personally, when it comes to like hotter months, in the winter, I like to steam my face. So I have a face steamer where I'll go in the bathroom, put some spring water in the steamer, turn it on, close the door, and just steam my face for at least 10 minutes. It helps to open up my pores and hydrate my face. And then I'll clean my face again after I do the facial steam. And it helps get out any dirt and oils that's on my face. I say do that at least twice a week, but do it with a parent in the room so you're not too close to the steam because it will burn you, okay? Now, if your doctor says use this, do not do that, do what your doctor says, right? But if you want to try to get your acne under control naturally, these are some things that you can do. Eating fruits and more veggies. Cucumbers are great for the skin. Celery is great for the skin. Pineapple is great for the skin. Eat it, okay? And eat it in its rawest form. Red peppers, green peppers, sweet peppers are great for the skin. Very high in vitamin C. Oranges that you cut and peel yourself, great for the skin. What else is great for the skin? Eating peppermint, having peppermint tea, mint tea at night is great for your skin. Any leafy greens, so you have spinach, you have arugula, you have lettuce goes into your body as water. Great for the skin. Any omega-3s, so like certain fish is great for the skin. Certain seeds that you can eat is great for the skin. Watch your salt intake. What else? Soursop is great for your skin. Putting lemon juice or lime in your water, great for your skin. Also, let's lessen the bread. Okay, sandwiches, push to teens. A lot of white rice, push to teens with other foods. Sugary drinks, push to teens. Pastries, push to teens. So like, you want to get more of the things that's on the outside area of the grocery store more than what's in the middle of the grocery store, okay? On the outside area of the grocery store, you have high protein meats. You have produce, you have water, you have Greek yogurt, you have eggs, right? In the middle of the grocery store is all that processed stuff that's sitting on the shelves. And when it comes to orange juice, I would rather you buy your oranges and squeeze them yourself. The orange juice that's already pre-packaged is full with chemicals to make it sit on the shelf longer, right? It's not the best, okay? And it usually has orange perfume in it to make it smell like oranges and taste like oranges. You need the real orange juice, okay? There are natural juices that you can drink that's good for your skin. Pear juice is good. Carrot juice is good. Cherry juice is great for your skin. Natural cherry juice, okay? Real cranberry juice, 100% cranberry juice, not that ocean spray stuff. I know it tastes delicious, but if it's 20% juice, 25% juice, 12% juice, you really don't want that. You want to get real fruit juice, okay? And make sure that you're changing your pillowcase at least 3 times a week because you don't want oils from the last day going back onto your face. Make sure that you keep your hair out of your face. If you play sports, make sure that you clean your face before you play sports and after you play sports. Don't let that oil sit on your face. If you have PE, first period, like I did in high school, I hated it. But if that's the case, wash your face. Keep like a travel size face wash with you. Wash your face. Get your own clean towelette to clean your face and throw it away. Keep baby wipes in your bag or in your backpack. What else? Make sure you keep dry clothes on. So like if you're sweating and whatever, make sure you change your clothes, you wash up and you dry your body. Then you put deodorant on, moisturizer on, and you move about your day. You don't want to stay in wet clothes too long. It's not good for your skin. It's not good for your private parts. It's not good, period. Okay? And it doesn't feel great. I feel like when your skin is the best, you feel the best. Drink more water. Sleep. Get your sleep. less stress, use the right products on your body. Just because your friend uses this soap and this oil doesn't mean it's going to work well for you. Do what works well for you. And when you find something that works, stick with it, right? Your body learns product also. So if you've been using something for a long time and your body's going through its own changes, your body changes every 7 years, then you have to probably change your soap and your deodorant, right? When I was just single and not a mom, certain deodorants, certain shampoos, certain face washes work for my skin. After I had a baby, certain deodorants had to change. Certain conditioners and shampoos had to change. Certain body oils had to change. So your body is always changing. So you have to do what's right for your body. But if you find that when you eat a lot of chocolate, your skin breaks out a lot, maybe you can't eat chocolate anymore. If you find that when you eat a lot of chips, your skin breaks out, maybe you can't eat a lot of chips and oils like that. Change what you cook with. A lot of people cook with veggie oil. Not really great for your body, right? Try avocado oil. Try extra virgin olive oil. Get your oil in a glass container because that's the healthiest. And the darker the container, the better. What else can I tell you? Lower your white bread intake. Lower the cookies, the sticky pastry snacks. But all of these foods that are not really great for your child's skin is pushed to your child. So just be mindful of it. Cheez-Its has a lot of salt on it. Delicious, but has a lot of salt on it. And when girls are going through like their cycle, they're craving salty, sweet stuff. So it's kind of hard. I've also noticed a week before my cycle comes on, still in my 30s, my skin breaks out. That's how I know my cycle's coming, right? As a woman, you have like 2 weeks of your skin just being on point and looking great. And then you start ovulating and then your skin starts changing and then you start getting a breakout. And then while you're on your cycle, you're craving all this unhealthy food because it tastes great, but it's not really great for your body. And then your skin starts breaking out. So do whatever you need to do to have the best skin. Use the best products. Vitamin C is great for your skin. Rosemary oil is great for your skin. Jojoba oil is great for your skin. Aloe vera is great for your skin. But if there are certain things that you know you are allergic to, do not use them on your skin. If you did not ask your parent if you can use something on your skin, do not use it on your skin. Do not use the same thing that you're cleaning your body with on your face. If you're dealing with acne, which is back acne, use a, benzoin soap on your back, acetic acid soap, that's at least 2%, use that on your skin. Be very mindful that if you use it too much, it will dry out your skin. If you do not have a back brush, get one. If you do not have a scrub net to scrub your skin, get one. Change your loofah often if you use a loofah. If you use a washcloth, have a washcloth for your body, have a washcloth for your face, and change it daily. Change your towel every 2 uses. So if you shower at night and then you shower in the morning, after you shower in the morning, make sure that towel goes in the hamper. Do not let wet towels sit around too long. Do not let wet face cloths sit around too long. If you can get like facial cloths that you can use once and throw away, better, okay? Do not leave your facial soap sitting around out in the open. Do not let it sit wet, okay? Make sure you have it on something where the water can drain off of it. Have your own soap for your face. If you have siblings, take it out the bathroom when you get out the bathroom and have a place for it in your room. When you pack your clothing, do not leave your clothing on the floor. Do not leave damp clothing in your room. Make sure your bed is clean. Make sure the things that touch your face is clean. And do your best, okay? Your skin is not always going to be perfect, but I hope this episode helps people who are dealing with acne and things that you can do to combat acne. Do not touch your face if your hands are dirty. Just treat your skin like it's the biggest organ you have, because it is. Treat your skin with respect, okay? Do your best. And enjoy being a teenager. Like, people on magazines look great because that is edited. A lot of your favorite celebrities deal with acne, okay? They haven't always had the best skin. A lot of rich people have horrible skin and horrible...
Don't you deserve a Medicare plan you can count on? Well, you can count on a Medicare Advantage plan from United Healthcare. Enjoy reliable coverage and low out-of-pocket costs with a Medicare Advantage plan from United Healthcare. And if you have a chronic condition like diabetes, chronic heart failure, or a cardiovascular disorder, you may qualify for a United Healthcare Complete Care plan with plans that fit your life today and as your needs change tomorrow. Find out more about United Healthcare plans at uhc.com/Medicare.
Teeth. It doesn't mean you have to be picture perfect all the time, but do your best. My name is Shan. I am the mama of the girls. I have one teenager already, and her skin is not the best right now, but I'm going to do everything to teach her how to take care of her skin. And if you're a parent, a brother, a sister, an aunt, or uncle, a grandparent, please share this episode with a teenager so they can have all the resources on how to take care of their skin and make sure that their skin is the best, because not being confident as a teenager because of what your skin looks like and not knowing what to do with your skin because you have all of these people telling you what to do and it's not working is not the best either. So take what I said in this episode, look for the product. And the best thing about natural products are that is cheaper than buying the stuff that's in the bottles, the stuff that's branded, the stuff that's marketed to you. Try natural remedies first, and then if that's not working, talk to your doctor and see what you can do. And if you're a teenager that deals with eczema or any type of skin bacteria, talk to your doctor first before you try anything naturally, okay? Thank you so much for checking out this podcast. If you would like to support this podcast, the link is in the show notes. You can find videos for Cozy Womb on Shannon Pods on YouTube. You can find more on shanbepodden.com. If you would like to buy merch for Cozy Womb, you can try Bonfire. The link is in my Instagram and my Twitter and possibly the show notes, okay? I appreciate you so much. Thank you for checking out this episode, and I will check you guys very soon. Peace.